Here's the word for today.
From Vision 180 magazine.
To help you live different every day.
I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. Winston Churchill often repeated the famous saying, "Those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it." Take a look at society today. The conditions that preceded the fall of many great civilizations are in place. You might wonder, can our nation be saved? Yes. God told Abraham if he could find as few as 10 righteous people in the city, he would spare Sodom and Gomorrah from judgment. And the righteous majority can still save our nation. How? Through prayer. God said, "If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Notice four important conditions mentioned in this scripture. Firstly, if my people who are called by my name. The future of our nation doesn't rest in the hands of politicians, talking heads on TV, or economists. It rests squarely in the hands of God's redeemed people. Secondly, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. God, who needs nobody's authorization or approval to act, promises to move when his people turn to him and seek his face in prayer. Thirdly, and turn from their wicked ways. Instead of complaining about what's wrong with society, God commands his people to examine their own hearts to see what's wrong and make it right. And when they do, he promises to lastly hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. The truth is, it's up to us, not them. It's not too late. Our nation can still be turned around if we pray and seek God with all our hearts.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.